KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Senior Addy Simpson and 8th grader CeCe Morgan named All-ESD Conference for girls basketball yesterday. For Simpson, it's her third All-Conference selection, and she's averaging 18 points per game this season. Meanwhile, CeCe Morgan, the youngest honoree, averaging 11 points and just under 8 rebounds. On the boys' side, Mitchell's Colton Smith has earned his second All-ESD Conference Boys honor. Colton Smith, the senior forward, averaging 17 points and 9 rebounds per game. Eight teams get ready to compete today for the South Dakota Girls Hockey State title at the Mitchell Activity Center. The tournament runs today through Saturday with opening round matchups here later this afternoon, including the number 6 seed Mitchell as they take on the number 3 seed Owyhee today at noon. Defending champion Sioux Falls, the top seed, they'll take on the 8 seed Sioux Center Iowa at 7:30 tonight with the championship game set for Saturday. Dakota Wesleyan's Avery Broughton named the GPAC Women's Basketball Defensive Player of the Year yesterday. The junior from Corsica led the conference with 66 blocks, averaging 14.6 points and 8.4 rebounds per game. Broughton and Emma Yost were named to the All-GPAC First Team, Riley Rosenquist a second team member, while Shalane Nagel and Jenny Young received honorable mention. For the Dakota Wesleyan men, they had 4 players on the All-GPAC teams. Senior Anthony Riggins and junior Randy Rosenquist Jr. were named to the second team. Riggins led the Tigers with just under 14 points per game, while Rosenquist averaged just around a dozen points and 7 rebounds. Also, freshman Easton Neuendorf and junior Steele Morgan earned honorable mention. We do have coverage of South Dakota State basketball today in Sioux Falls at the Summit League Tournament. The women play at noon today versus Kansas City. We'll have it on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3, and AM 1490. Pregame show starts at 11:30. The SDSU women are 23-1 all-time versus Kansas City, including a pair of wins this season. We also have coverage tonight of the Jackrabbit men. That'll be at 8:30 as they take on the 2-seed St. Thomas. Pre-game show starts at 8 o'clock. The Jackrabbit men lost both meetings this season to St. Thomas, including a 15-point loss, 77-62, in Brookings 1 month ago on February 4th. Also, a busy night of basketball continues with the Class B girls SODAC 16 8 games tonight. The winners will advance to Brookings next week for the Class B girls state tournament. We'll have 3 of those 8 games here tonight. First, at Mitchell High School, it's the 2-seed Parkston taking on the 15-seed DeSmit at 5:30. That game on Q1073. Also, the 4-seed Ethan takes on the 13-seed Dubrook area. That's at 7 p.m. tonight at Parker High School, also on Q1073. And at 5:30 tonight from the Huron Arena, number 9 Corsica Stickney faces number 8 Wabe Summit. That's on Corn Country 92-1. And in the Class A Girls SODAC 16 tonight, number 3 Wagner takes on the 14-seed Del Rapids. That's at 7 p.m. at Irene Wakanda High School. And the 2-seed Mapayaluta takes on the 15-seed McCook Central Montrose. That's a 6 p.m. tip-off at Todd County. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.